All right, I've referenced this a couple of times today, and we have with us the director of research for an organization called TRIP, the National Transportation Research Nonprofit, or TRIP. And they've released their report on Lexington and Kentucky area roads this morning, and they found that these rough roads in our city and our state are costing us a lot of money. Please welcome Rocky Moretti to the show. Mr. Moretti, thanks for joining us this afternoon, sir.
Thanks for having me on the show.
How do you, you're in Washington, D.C., how do you determine the condition of Kentucky roads?
Every year, data is provided by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet to the federal government, looking at road and bridge condition, traffic volumes, and also, unfortunately, traffic fatalities. We take a look at those numbers, we break them down regionally, and it gives us a snapshot of what's happening across the country, but in this case, in Kentucky and in Lexington in this case.
Do you do this every year or every couple of years? How often would you produce a report like this for our state?
We probably do around 15 state reports a year, and so we're not in every state every year. Mm-hmm. We have done, this is our third report in 5 years. In Kentucky, I would say that the data has been fairly much static in that we haven't seen significant improvements or a deterioration during that level. I think really the most critical thing that we're seeing is the impact of COVID. Travel in Kentucky dropped off by about a third when COVID first hit, and the latest data from November shows that travel is 4% higher than pre-pandemic. So the traffic's back.
Traffic's back, but for that year, 9 months, 10 months, 12 months, however long it was where traffic volumes were down significantly, it would seem to me that that would lead to less deterioration on the roads. I know weather can do some damage, but am I right? Did you see, not only in Kentucky, but in other parts of the country, during that period of time when many of us were locked down, when people were not going to their workplace, did you see less deterioration on the roads?
Well, you know, a significant part of that is also the amount of freight being moved. And, mm-hmm. and when we were sitting at home, we were also going onto the computer every day and ordering things. And so yeah. Trucking did not drop that significantly across the country. And as critical as they are to the economy, the reality is they're also the vehicles that are putting the most stress on our system.
Well, and in your report, You mentioned that, look, when you've got deteriorating roads and bridges, that's going to lead to more traffic accidents and more fatalities. But as we saw during the pandemic, even when the roads were not that crowded, we had a higher level of fatalities because people were driving recklessly, speeding primarily, driving distracted. And those don't have anything to do with road conditions. But in Kentucky, how did you find our roads? What were their condition generally?
In terms of overall condition, looking in the Lexington area, where about 20% of pavements were in poor condition, actually a little bit better than the state average, which was around 28% in poor and mediocre condition. The challenge with roadways and also with bridges is that as they age, maintaining them becomes more costly. But if you can stay ahead of it in terms of your overall life cycle cost, it's actually cheaper. And that's the challenge for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet at the state level, but also for local governments, is to be able to invest adequately so that you don't fall behind. And then it's three or four times more costly.
You estimate that for the average driver in our largest urban areas, which Lexington is one of the larger urban areas, it's costing us each driver, is this the $1,513 figure? That it's costing us annually in Lexington because of the conditions of the roads, the financial costs of the traffic crashes and those sorts of things, the lost time on the road, the wasted fuel due to congestion. That's what it's costing us drivers annually, $1,513 in Lexington?
That's right. And if you break it down, a component of that is driving on rough roads. The worse shape the roads are in, the quicker vehicles deteriorate, and the quicker you're back at the showroom. And if you monetize over that over several years, that adds up. In terms of congestion, we estimate that the average commuter in Lexington spends an additional 35 hours annually stuck in traffic and wastes an extra 17 gallons of fuel because of traffic congestion. If the system was as reliable as it should be, that's the time that you would save. And then unfortunately, in terms of safety, on average, 68 people have been killed annually in the Lexington area. About 10% of those pedestrian and bicyclists, the rest of the motorists.
Mm-hmm. I guess pedestrians and bicyclists, do they have reason to be concerned for their own safety because of the deteriorating roads?
Well, we've seen, you know, across the country, and certainly in Kentucky, more people on their bikes, more people walking. That's certainly very positive for a number of reasons. But we're also seeing more travel. The goal is to have a transportation system that's as safe as it can reasonably be. So it has the type of improvements from rumble sticks, rumble strips, to good signage, to good lighting, to turn lanes where they're appropriate, to making sure that bike and pedestrian facilities are safe as they can be. I think, as you suggested, when there's a traffic crash, it's typically because a driver's made a mistake. But if you have a more forgiving system and they hit a rumble strip, or at least there's not a pavement drop-off, it's less likely to end catastrophic.
We're talking with Rocky Moretti, who is the Director of Research for TRIP, and TRIP is a nonprofit organization based out of Washington, D.C. that does national transportation research, and as Rocky told us at the beginning of our chat here, they do about 10 to 15 states a year in which they evaluate the roads in those states and in the major urban areas, and this year, today, they released a report that includes Kentucky in this year's review, the February 2022 report from TRIP. You conclude in the report, Mr. Moretti, Kentucky must work to provide a 21st century network of roads, highways, bridges, and transit that can accommodate the mobility demands of a modern society. What is a 21st century network of roads, highways, and bridges actually mean? I mean, roads are roads. We're not changing how we're paving them or fixing them. So I guess you're talking about how they're engineered, how they're laid out. Can you explain kind of what that 21st century network of roads means?
Certainly. And actually, as we move forward, we are finding better materials and better aggregates to do a better job. We're learning how to build bridges to last longer. And we're also wanting a system in terms of a 21st century. We want a system first that's safe. Far too many people are being killed as they move around of the region and as they move around the country. We need a system that's reliable, that we know how long it's going to move. It's going to take for us to get places, how long it's going to take to move freight. And we're seeing a significant increase in freight volumes in Kentucky. It was starting before the pandemic. It's been accelerated by the pandemic, partly due to changes in consumer demands. And then finally, we need to be able to maintain that system. And we need to be able to do it in a way that really supports a lot of the economic goals throughout the state. So that's really the challenge. And we saw a significant step back in November with the passage of the new federal infrastructure program, which is going to provide about $1 billion a year to Kentucky. That's about a 35% increase in road, highway, and transit funding in Kentucky. But that is also looking back in terms of helping that 5 years ago or 2015, when the state's variable gas tax dropped down because the prices had gone down, the state's lost about $1.2 billion in revenue. So it helps to sort of fill that drop. But moving forward, the state says that they have about a $900 million annual shortfall, and at the local level, about $157 million shortfall. So this new federal program is a critical step forward, but if you look at some large ticket mega projects like a companion to the Brent Spence Bridge and several other critical projects, the state needs to continue to make progress.
Yeah, and then I guess we're going to have to figure out how much of the federal money that has passed in that infrastructure bill that you referenced actually is going to go to infrastructure repair and not to regulations, regulatory costs, environmental concerns, you know, those sorts of things. There's some question as to, okay, how much are we, when you drill down, how much is actually going to be spent on what it needs to be spent on, which is fixing bridges and roads. Is there a better surface than asphalt? Would concrete be better on roads?
It really depends on the particular stretch of road you're talking about in terms of the volume of traffic it's going to be carrying, the weather that in that region. So it's really up to the engineers to look at that facility, that roadway, and determine which aggregate mixes are going to do the best job in the long run.
Okay. Well, then we've got some work to do, although I did note that at the beginning of our discussion here, you said we hadn't deteriorated that badly from the last time Kentucky did a report. So I guess we've got a lot of projects we've been putting off. The Brent Spence Bridge is a perfect example of a project that's been put off for a long period of time. Should have been worked on years ago, or a companion bridge put up to handle the capacity for an old bridge that wasn't built for the capacity that it now has to handle. But there's sounds like there's still work to do, even though maybe we haven't deteriorated quite as much in the last few years as we have been in our condition. Is that all fair to say?
I think coming out of COVID, it's really an exciting time moving forward. You have a strong federal program in terms of wind at the back of the state in terms of its transportation system.
Mm-hmm.
But really, a lot of challenges and safety, really, it needs to be right there at the top of the list. And of course, it's not just making the roadway safer. It's enforcing transportation and speed laws, and it's making sure drivers are as safe as possible. But all those need to work together, including safer roadways.
Rocky, it was great talking to you, sir. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Rocky Moretti, the Director of Research for TRIP. And they give us Kentucky transportation by the numbers today, and you can find their report. Their website is tripnet.org, I believe, is the website. You can actually get a PDF copy of the report if you'd like to look at it for yourself.